Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with author Jerry Lewis Johnson about his book, A Dark Night in the Fieldhouse. We will talk IU men and women's basketball, the Indiana Pacers, the Indiana Cutters football schedule is out. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. Before we get into the top stories, I would like to take a minute to express my condolences to the families of Owen Valley baseball coach Ryan Wilcoxon and Purdue University basketball radio announcer Larry Clisby. Wilcoxon passed away last Thursday at the age of 31. He was the head baseball coach at Owen Valley High School, as well as a special education teacher. He coached baseball at Edinburgh, Eminence, Eastern Green, and Brown County. He graduated from Eastern Green in 2008, received his bachelor's in physical education from Franklin College in 2012, and was pursuing his master's in special education from the University of Indianapolis. He is survived by his wife, Ashley, and their two daughters. And all high schools in Indiana were asked to turn on their baseball lights for 48 hours after Wilcoxon's passing as a tribute. Clisby passed away last Saturday at the age of 74. He called Purdue basketball games in 1984 and retired last season after calling 1,189 Boilermaker basketball games for over 40 years. He moved to Lafayette after being hired by WLFI-TV. He began calling area high school games and being the setup man for Purdue basketball before moving to full-time in 1982. So a very sad week indeed as we lose Ryan Wilcoxon way too young and Larry Clisby, longtime Purdue radio basketball announcer. IU men's basketball lost a pair of games this week. 74-63 at Rutgers. The Hoosiers had a 15-point lead in the first half, down as many as 20 in the second half. Trace Jackson Davis, 21 points and 11 rebounds. Al Durham had 20 points. Newark, New Jersey native Jordan Geronimo had 8 points in his return home. The Hoosiers fell to third-ranked Michigan at home Saturday afternoon in Assembly Hall, 73-57. Senior Al Durham went over 1,000 points for his career. He had 15. Race Thompson had 11. Trace Jackson Davis had 10. And Cooper Bybee, a walk-on from Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, hit 2 free throws at the end of the game. Durham and Bybee were both honored before the games with framed IU jerseys. They could both come back next year because all athletes were given an extra year of eligibility due to the COVID-19 pandemic. IU is 12-12 and 7-10 in the Big Ten, and it doesn't get any easier going into the final week of the regular season as they have road games at Michigan State tomorrow, 8 p.m. on the Big Ten Network, and Saturday at Purdue, 2 p.m. on either ESPN or ESPN2. The IU women's basketball team got a pair of wins this week. The 11th-ranked Hoosiers beat Wisconsin 77-49 in Madison. Mackenzie Holmes, 23 points, 9 rebounds. Nicole Cardano-Hillary with 14 points. And Allie Patberg with 14 points. The Hoosiers came back Saturday and won at Ohio State 87-75, snapping a 15-game losing streak to the Buckeyes, and the first win against Ohio State since January 31st, 2010, 67-62, and the first win in Columbus since January 12th, 2003. Grace Berger had 20 points, Allie Patberg 19 points, Mackenzie Holmes 17 points, Nicole Cardano-Hillary 16 points and 11 rebounds, Alexa Gulbe with 10 points, IU is 15-4, 14-2 in the Big Ten, and that is the most Big Ten wins in the Terry Morin era. The Hoosiers host Iowa Wednesday afternoon at 4:30 on the Big Ten Network, and then we'll host Purdue in the regular season finale, 1 p.m. on Big Ten Network+. The Indiana Pacers are 15-17 and tied second in the Central Division with Chicago. After losing three games this week, they lost at home to Golden State 111-107, at Boston 118-112, and at New York 110-107. The Pacers are at Philadelphia tonight, at Cleveland Wednesday, host Denver Thursday. Before the All-Star break, the All-Star game is Sunday in Atlanta. And the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team has released their 2021 schedule. The Cutters will play a preseason game at the Cincinnati Dukes April 24th. They will host the Lake County Warriors May 22nd. The regular season gets going June the 5th when they host the Quad City Titans. And then the regular season finale will be July 31st against the Elkhart Panthers. They will play four home regular season games and four road regular season games. The Cutters are in the Battleground Football League, and home field and times will be announced at a later date. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Boys high school basketball for the regular season is complete. It's sectional time starting tomorrow night as all four teams are in action. Bloomington South will take on East Central at 6 o'clock. The Panthers are 20-4, have a 13-game winning streak. Wins over Evansville Central 59-44 and Northview 61-35. Bloomington North will take on Columbus North 8 o'clock at Bloomington South. They lost to Covenant Christian 75-72 and New Albany 56-41 to finish 11-4. Edgewood is 12-11, plays Brown County at Owen Valley at 7 o'clock, lost to Northview 65-46 and Eastern Green 55-53 in overtime. Lighthouse Christian will face White River Valley at 7 o'clock at Clay City. The Lions are 4-18, beat Washington Catholic 71-24, lost at White River Valley 55-38, and Providence Cristo Rey 59-33. The boys swimming state finals at the IUPUI Natatorium in Indianapolis saw Carmel win for the 7th straight time with 360 points. Bloomington North was 37th with 8 points. The 200 medley relay was 14th with a time of 136.66, and Alexi Raglin was 15th in the 100-yard backstroke with a time of 52.52. The diving regionals at Jasper, Evan Thomas won the title. The senior had a score of 560.55. Max Miller, the sophomore from Bloomington North, was 13th with a score of 251.50. The gymnastics sectionals at Columbus East. Columbus North wins the sectional with a score of 107.875. Bloomington North was second with a score of 105.900. Bloomington South 6th with a score of 101.550. And Edgewood was 9th with a score of 98.200. Austin Dykes, the freshman from Franklin Central, won four individual events, the vault, the bars, the beam, and the all-around, and she was second in the floor. Emily Moore, the junior from Columbus North, won the floor and was second to Dykes in the other four events. The regionals are Saturday at Columbus East at 1 p.m. Four girls basketball state titles were contested Friday and Saturday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Friday night in Class 2A, Linton went back-to-back beating Tipton 63-25. In Class 1A, Pioneer got revenge on Lagodi in a rematch of last year's state title game, 43-42. In Class 3A, Silver Creek beat South Bend Washington 54-48. And in Class 4A, Crown Point beat Brownsburg 44-34. That is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk to author Jerry Lewis Johnson about his book, A Dark Night in the Fieldhouse. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It's time to welcome in my guest. He is the author of the book Dark Knight at the Fieldhouse. He is also a Lafayette, Indiana native and an IU grad. Jerry Lewis Johnson is my guest. Jerry, pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Nick. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about this book. Explain what this book is based on.
All righty. Everybody is very familiar with the Milan Hoosiers movie, the Milan Miracle of the small school in 1954 win the state championship against Muncie Central, I believe. So that was 1954. Well, 1955 state championship game was Indianapolis Christmas Addicts against Gary Roosevelt. So there was a lot of dichotomy. My brother actually is older. I'm not that old, but my brother was older and he was familiar with the story. He talked a lot about it growing up because I didn't know anything about it myself personally. But the more he talked about it, and then he mentioned some of the players who were involved, such as Oscar Robertson and Dick Barnett for Gary Roosevelt and other players that I knew who they were, I started becoming more interested. And when I looked back and started to get older and understand the times that this game took place, I thought it was a very interesting topic in that, for example, the Milan game was a 32-30 game. A last second shot by Bobby Plump won the game. The Roosevelt Addicts game was 97-79. So a totally different style of basketball being played. And then the players that were in the game. Also, one of the things that was ironic that I learned more about as I grew up was that in March of 54 was the Milan game. In June of 1954 was when Brown versus Board of Education passed through the Supreme Court, basically outlawing segregation in education in the U.S. Well, ironically enough, 1955, the two schools who were in the state championship in Indiana were both segregated black schools. So that was another point of the book was that, you know, this is something that's very unique. It's also thought to be the first time that a segregated black school had won a basketball championship in the U.S. ever. It was the first time that Gary's school had made it to the state championship and actually the first time that an Indianapolis school had won a state championship. So with all those different things coming together, I thought it was a great topic. Decided to delve into writing a book.
And it's the first book you've ever written.
Yes, sir. The first book, I am actually working on a couple of books right now. They are in different genres, but it is something that definitely inspired me and it continue on in that area because there are so many things, as you know, Nick, from your shows and your research and interest, there's so many things that are out there people don't know about, and it would be nice for them to know, and it's nice to learn about yourself.
So you go through all this research because you weren't, you know, as you mentioned, you didn't remember it growing up as a kid.
No.
So how long did it take to research and how long did it take to actually write the book?
The actual writing of the book from start to finish timeline was a long time because I started out thinking it was going to be more of a biographical book where I would interview the actual people who were in the contest and get background on the book. But that wasn't how it worked. Again, being an amateur, I was kind of naive as to how things like that all come together. So probably from start to finish, you're probably talking 10 years. But from the inception of writing the book in its final form, it probably took about 8 months to put it together, have it edited, come back, change a few things, do a little more research, and put it together.
So when did the book actually come out?
It came out last summer. I got my first copy in the mail in July, right in the middle of the pandemic, of course. So really, I haven't had an opportunity to promote it. I have gone back to my hometown, Lafayette, a couple of times, and some of my old classmates from high school have come, and I've autographed a few copies for them. And online, my sister-in-law has a beauty shop. I'll plug her, KJ Nutt and Friends, Lafayette, Indiana. She sells some books for me as well. So that's basically been the extent so far. So thanks for the opportunity to get out into an audience and let them know about it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So, you get to research this book. You get to do a lot of history. Of course, Indiana has so much history in basketball. Is there another subject of Indiana high school that would interest you to write another book?
Well, definitely. I have talked to a lot of people about this book. I talked to Hallie Bryant, who was Mr. Basketball from Attucks back in the 1950s. Talked to Joe Sexton, who was a Mr. Basketball out of Indianapolis Tech in the early 50s as well. Talked to people like George McGinnis, Jerry Seestein, Bobby Plump. So I was thinking about doing something where bringing in all the information and the dichotomy as well as similarities from all of those conversations about some of the greatest players to play in Indiana basketball, high school basketball in particular, because as you know, high school basketball is religion in Indiana. Everything else revolves around that. And that's unique. Living here in Arizona, high school basketball, as I was speaking to you earlier, is not a big thing. Football and baseball are most competitive and probably exposed. Basketball is from the basketball academies, more like IMG down in Florida. Things like that. We have a couple of those around, but we don't really have the high school basketball scene like in Indiana. And that's what I grew up on. So I definitely am interested in that. And some of these folks, like I know Joe Sexton's passed away. I saw where George McGinnis was having some health issues. I want to make sure that I get some stuff out there about these people before people forget about them. And so they can even do their own research and find out more about some of the greatest players that ever played in Indiana high school basketball.
Is there a favorite moment growing up in Indiana high school basketball that you'll always remember?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about my Jeff Broncos later, but growing up in Lafayette, my senior year actually was the last year that we had won 28 straight sectionals. So that was a big thing. So the tournament, which is getting ready to start this week, I understand, is always been a big deal for me. I remember going to the basketball games and going to the regional sectionals, the game time in between the games, things of that nature are always very interesting. Being in Lafayette and saying winning sectionals and regionals on a pretty regular basis, we always got my years, we always got stopped in the semi-state against some really great teams, mostly out of the region. 1970 was East Chicago Roosevelt featuring Big Jim Bradley, went on to Northern Illinois and made a name for himself there. 1971 was East Chicago Washington, which was probably, maybe in my opinion, from the Attucks team in 55 and 56, the Indianapolis Washington team with George McGinnis and Steve Downing in the late 60s. I look at this East Chicago Washington team with Pete Turgovich was Mr. Basketball, went on to play at UCLA. Ulysses Junior Bridgman went on to Louisville. They went to the Final Four when he was playing at Louisville, and he went on to have a great career in the NBA and a very successful businessman right now. I think he's getting ready to buy Sports Illustrated. He just bought Ebony magazines. He was on that team as well as Tim Stoddard, who went on to be a professional pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles, Darnell Adel, Reuben Bailey. I mean, just a phenomenal basketball team. So basketball's in my blood, being a Hoosier. I think they just injected at birth. So I have a lot of great memories of high school basketball in Indiana.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with author Jerry Lewis Johnson after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest is author Jerry Lewis Johnson. Jerry, we were talking about the fact that you live in Arizona now. You've lived out there for several years, but your heart will always be with the Lafayette Jeff Broncos. They play Marion in the sectional first round game. That's not going to be an easy game.
No, I'm looking forward to the matchup, though, because Marion, growing up, was always one of our rivals in our conference, and I understand Jeff is back in the North Central Conference, so Marion, Kokomo, all of the traditional North Central Conference teams. It will be a great matchup, and got to meet over Zoom, obviously, Coach Barnheiser and Brooke Barnheiser in one of the high school basketball shows, and looking forward to him matching up against Mr. Blackman over there at Marion, so very excited. I'll have to follow it online and see what goes on in that game for sure.
Now, you've talked about that you don't get back to Indiana much in the winter, but you still follow high school basketball in Indiana. You follow, of course, IU basketball and everything IU sports, other than the fact you don't miss the weather. But what do you miss so much about Indiana besides the high school basketball?
College basketball. I went to IU. I graduated in 1976. So I graduated with Quinn Buckner, Scotty May, all the guys from the last undefeated national championship team. I actually had a class with Coach Knight when we didn't know exactly who he was. We just knew he was a basketball coach and thought it would be an easy class. It wasn't. But just basketball in general, I watch a lot of pro basketball. On the IU note, the Van Arsdale twins still alive here, live in Scottsdale, Arizona. Just finished reading a book about them and hope to get up to see them and get some autographs from them on that book. Follow the Phoenix Suns, a big supporter of them. They're doing pretty well this year. So basketball, I guess I've always been a basketball nerd, and I still am. And that's what I miss about Indiana. Everybody seems to be here. You can always run into somebody and talk basketball. We're here. It's more football, baseball. Like I said, my grandson plays year-round baseball. He just was at tournament this weekend and have one next weekend. So I get a lot of baseball, and I like that and enjoy that. But there's nothing like basketball, as you know, Dan.
No, nothing like that, especially growing up here in Indiana. We talked about the two teams in the game, Crispus Attucks and Gary Roosevelt. Crispus Attucks, of course, closed for a while, came back. They won a state championship a couple years ago. They're in 4A now. They're in the toughest sectional in the state of Indiana with the likes of Lawrence North, Lawrence Central, Warren Central, North Central, Cathedral, and Tech. And then Gary Roosevelt, unfortunately, closed. Yeah. But Gary Roosevelt, of course, and you'll remember this, Jerry, they won the state title back in the early 90s with Glenn Big Dog Robinson, who went to Purdue.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, my research, I went to Attucks right before they opened back up as a high school. They were a middle school, and they have a museum there. So I went and dug out. I did a lot of research there and found out a lot of information that I didn't know about, not only about basketball, but about the Attucks, how it came into being, and the history there. and the black community on that side of Indianapolis. So it was very interesting. I follow them as well. Gary Roosevelt is no longer around, but I am wearing my Gary Roosevelt shirt. I have an Attic shirt as well. And of course, a couple of Jeff Bronco shirts. So
I know that we still follow the game. You know, you still follow the game. Obviously, you follow Lafayette, Jeff. Is there any particular player in the state beside Brooke Barnheiser from Lafayette, Jeff, that impresses you or you'd like to see play?
I mentioned Mr. Blackman over at Marion. I'd like to see him play. I know of his family, obviously. His dad went to Kentucky and was a superlative player at Marion. Went to see him play against Lafayette Jeff a few times. So that's a guy I'd like to see, but I'd like to see some of the kids that are down more in your area as well. When I was going to IU, I used to coach Y basketball. Got to see some of the players around the state play that way. Like I say, you have the job of a lifetime, being able to travel around and see these guys in person and give scouting reports, things of that nature. So I do envy your position, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that very much. We've only got a couple minutes left. Here's your chance to promote and give us a lowdown on where you can get the book.
Sure. You can go to Dorrance, Dorrance, publishing.com. Then you'll have to look up the book, A Dark Night in the Fieldhouse. Dorrance, Dorrance, publishing.com. But you can also go out to Amazon as well, some of the major booksellers online, and get it as well. Plan to be back in Indiana when the weather warms up, and I will come by and make an impersonal visit when we get all of this out of our systems here and do some book signings there, because again, that's where the book was written about. I have a particular affinity for Indiana, so again, thank you for the opportunity, Nick, to do a little promoting of the book and just to talk basketball in general.
One more quick question for you. With the NCAA tournament being held entirely in the state of Indiana, what's your thoughts on that, and do you have any predictions?
It couldn't be more appropriate that the NCAAs are in Indiana. Basketball Haven, they're even going to use the old Butler Fieldhouse, now Hinkle Fieldhouse, and some of the more historic Indiana sites for basketball. My prediction is I think a team that's won me a lot of money and previously going up to Vegas during the Final Fours and the preliminaries is Gonzaga. I think they have it's their time. They've been around number one all year, so that might be a curse, but I think they've got a great team. Also, I like Baylor, of course, the higher ranked teams, but if it comes down to everything, I got to go with my Hoosiers. And if not them, I'm staying in the conference with the Wolverines out of Michigan.
Yeah, it sounds like right now the Hoosiers are on the bubble right now as one of the last four teams in. So it's an exciting time of the year. And, of course, we got the state high school finals coming up in the first Saturday in April. So, Jerry, thank you very much for joining me. Congratulations on the book. And we'll definitely do this again soon.
Sounds great, Nick. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Sure.
My thanks to Jerry Lewis Johnson for being my guest this week. Busy week in IU athletics. Men's soccer hosts Penn State Sunday at 1 o'clock. Volleyball hosts Maryland Friday and Saturday at 5 o'clock. Men's tennis at Penn State Saturday. Sunday at Ohio State, noon both days. Wrestling is at the Big Ten Championship Saturday and Sunday at Penn State. Women's tennis at Purdue Sunday at noon. Women's soccer at Penn State Thursday 4:30. Sunday at Maryland at 11:30. Baseball is at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, home of the Minnesota Vikings. They will play two games against Rutgers Friday at 4 and Saturday at 10. And then play host Minnesota Friday at 8 and Sunday at 7. Men's swimming and diving is at the Big Ten Championships in Columbus, Ohio, Wednesday through Saturday. And field hockey is at Michigan Friday and at Michigan State on Sunday. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.